When a door slams or your teenager sleeps until noon, there's actual science behind it. The teenage brain isn't just a work in progress, it's undergoing one of the most dramatic restructurings since infancy. With approximately 100 billion neurons, each forming up to 100,000 connections, the adolescent brain contains a staggering 100 trillion neural pathways being actively reorganized. This massive renovation project explains the paradox of teenage behavior. Brilliant insights one moment, bewildering decisions the next. What makes this period so fascinating is the brain's dual process. First, creating an abundance of neural connections, then aggressively pruning unused pathways while strengthening frequently used ones through myelination, a process where fatty insulation wraps neural pathways, dramatically improving their efficiency. Modern brain imaging techniques reveal these changes happening in real time, showing us exactly which regions are under construction at different stages. This neurological renovation doesn't follow a precise timetable. Some teenagers develop certain brain regions earlier than others, creating significant variations in maturity, even among adolescents of the same age. This explains why some 16-year-olds demonstrate remarkable judgment, while others make bewilderingly poor decisions. Your brain's development timeline is as individual as you are. Have you ever wondered why teenage emotions feel so overwhelming? When adults view emotional images, they primarily engage their prefrontal cortex, the brain's rational center. Teenagers, however, rely heavily on their amygdala, the emotional, instinctual region. This explains their seemingly disproportionate responses. Teenage brains often misinterpret facial expressions, reading concern as anger or surprise as disgust. Boys struggle particularly, processing expressions about 15% slower than adults, which explains why teens frequently misread parental concern as criticism. Think of it as driving a sports car before learning to operate the brakes. Their feelings arrive with tremendous force before they've developed the neurological tools to regulate them. Hormonal changes contribute to emotional fluctuations, but aren't the complete story. Scientists now believe hormones can alter brain structure, and it's the brain itself that initiates puberty's hormonal cascade, transforming child to adult. If getting out of bed before noon feels impossible, there's a neurological explanation. Adults need 8 hours of sleep, but teenagers require 9-10 hours until their early 20s. Most adolescents average only 7-12 hours on school nights, creating a weekly sleep deficit of about 10 hours. The culprit? Teenagers produce melatonin later, typically around 11 o'clock, explaining why they genuinely don't feel tired earlier. This biological reality collides with early school start times, creating chronic sleep deprivation. The consequences extend beyond morning grumpiness. Sleep-deprived teenagers experience anxiety, depression, compromised immunity, impaired judgment, memory issues, and slower reactions. Students with more sleep achieve better grades, while sleep-deprived individuals are 40 times more likely to experience depression. Teenage sleep is particularly crucial because during sleep, the brain processes information learned while awake, strengthening neural connections, especially vital during adolescence when the brain undergoes its most significant restructuring since early childhood. What makes teenagers enthusiastic risk takers? The answer lies in how their brains process dopamine, the neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. Studies show adolescent brains handle dopamine differently than adults. Their reward centers may ignore small thrills, but produce exaggerated reactions to medium excitement. Some teens' ventral striatum is naturally less active, requiring more dangerous activities to achieve the same pleasurable chemical release others get from safer pursuits. Teenagers also make different decisions in groups, with higher chances of accidents or crimes when with friends. Unlike adults who consider future consequences, teens prioritize immediate feelings and social acceptance. Substances pose unique dangers to developing brains. Alcohol makes teenagers hyper rather than sleepy, and requires only half the amount to permanently damage their brains compared to adults. Cannabis impairs memory and concentration, with long-term use increasing risks of depression and schizophrenia. The good news? Most teenagers avoid extreme risk-taking. Smart choices aren't about avoiding all risks. Some risk is necessary for learning, but distinguishing between beneficial challenges and potentially destructive behaviors. The teenage years amplify neurological differences between males and females that are partly biological, not just cultural. Males have about 10% larger brains, while females have more gray matter and typically use both hemispheres for language tasks. Four key differences emerge in teenage brains. Boys develop larger amygdalas, affecting emotional reactions. Girls develop larger hippocampuses, affecting memory. Boys have 14% larger cerebellums, affecting coordination, and girls have larger basal ganglia, supporting frontal cortex function. These differences influence learning styles and development timing. Girls typically develop prefrontal cortex control earlier than boys. Risk-taking also differs. Boys gravitate toward physical dangers, while girls face risks like unplanned sex and eating disorders. Development follows different patterns. Girls develop adult appearance before full fertility, around age 19, while boys become fully fertile before developing adult musculature, an evolutionary adaptation likely preventing competition between adults and adolescents in early human groups. Understanding these neurological differences provides insight into natural strengths and challenges without accepting stereotypes or limitations. The teenage years bring heightened vulnerability to mental health challenges. Clinical depression affects 15 to 20% of teenagers, comparable to adults, but higher than children's 5%, with girls experiencing it twice as often as boys. Unlike normal sadness, clinical depression persists for weeks, with symptoms including persistent sadness or anger, feelings of worthlessness, appetite changes, loss of interest in activities, sleep disturbances, fatigue, concentration difficulties, and thoughts about death. Adolescent brains may become less sensitive to dopamine, contributing to emotional numbness and addiction vulnerability. This developing dopamine system makes teenagers particularly susceptible to substance use. Common stressors, divorce, changing schools, bodily changes, bereavement, bullying, illness, and exams often impact teenagers more severely as they navigate between childhood dependence and adult independence. For struggling teenagers, effective strategies include seeking professional help, practicing self-care, recognizing depression distorts reality, avoiding substances as coping mechanisms, maintaining proper nutrition, exercising regularly, and remembering difficult periods are temporary. As you progress through adolescence, your brain develops remarkable capabilities. Older teenagers gain sophisticated cognitive abilities, understanding complex humor, connecting unrelated subjects, grasping simultaneous contradictions, appreciating deeper meanings in art, and forming their own belief systems. Brain development requires stimulation. Rats with toys and companions develop thicker cortexes than isolated ones, while violin players develop extra neural connections in brain areas controlling left-hand fingers through practice. Intelligence comprises various improvable skills: verbal reasoning, numerical ability, logical thinking, pattern recognition, spatial skills, memory, and categorization. While some naturally excel in specific areas, everyone can strengthen both talents and weaknesses. The teenage years offer a unique window of neurological opportunity. Your brain reaches peak plasticity before settling into adult patterns, explaining why skills acquired during adolescence often become deeply ingrained for life. Your adolescent brain isn't something to endure. It's a remarkable work in progress, building the foundation for your future self. By understanding its natural tendencies, you can harness this extraordinary developmental period as your brain becomes uniquely yours.